It's time now for Heart to Heart, being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are, the very last day of 2013. And it was a great year. I hope everybody had a wonderful year. But I'm really looking forward to the new year. And we are blessed this morning to have Melody Bishop of Runes by Melody with us to give us the 2014 possibilities as we look ahead to what may be coming in the new year. So let's welcome Melody.
Good morning, Jackie.
Hi. Hi, Melody. I've been looking forward to this for weeks.
I've been excited, too.
Yeah, I really love this. I love when you do this. And I was thinking about just the whole thing with New Year's traditions and what's going on. And, you know, I was thinking, I don't know if you do certain things. I remember my parents, when I was growing up, they had spent New Year's Eve with the same other two couples. They played six-handed pinochle all night into the wee hours of the morning. And we used to always go out with the same friends every time. And I always watched the Rose Bowl parade. And, of course, we have pork and sauerkraut. And what are your traditions, Melody?
Well, I live in Dillsburg, so I can actually watch the fireworks from the pickle drop from our bedroom window and our front porch.
So tell people about what the pickle drop is, because I don't know if everybody's heard of that, although it's pretty famous.
What we do in our lovely town of Dillsburg is we drop a huge pickle effigy named Mr. Pickle, and you know, some people drop, you know, the ball in New York, or New York drops a rose, and Harrisburg drops something, and I think it's a strawberry, and I think Hershey used to drop a kiss. Well, we drop a pickle.
Well, that seems appropriate for Dillsburg.
Yeah, and so all the townspeople gather out the square, and they go crazy. A lot of them come from the Legion. You know, they're fairly inebriated at that point. And so, you know, my husband and I like to stay home where it's warm. We went one time with our dog, and we didn't realize that the fireworks would just totally freak out our dog. So, you know, so we, you know, decided instead of braving the cold, we would just, you know, hang out at home. And, you know, so I usually, I have pork going in a slow cooker right now, but I don't do sauerkraut. So I just make pork chops and rice because I can't.
You can't do the sauerkraut. That is so funny, yeah. Melody, because my husband's the same way. He says, I just cannot stand the smell of sauerkraut.
Smells rotten to me, and even if sauerkraut touches the pork, I won't touch it.
That's so what he says. He says it smells like garbage.
Nasty. So having pork chops, and we'll probably have hot chocolate and sit on the porch and watch the fireworks. That's what we did last year, and you know, so we really don't do much. I like to stay home on New Year's. It's always been one of those holidays where, even when I was younger in my, you know, rabble-rousing days, it was one of the holidays that I never enjoyed being out for some reason. I think it's just there's so much energy and a lot of people that are, you know, intoxicated, and it's just hard for me to be around that.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, we used to do that too, and I said, you know what? I said, why are we out on the roads with all the crazies?
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd always end up being the one to have to drive the farthest, and inevitably it's always icy.
Right, right. And I think, you know, before we, you know, had Noah, basically, we would go to, you know, Joe's friend's house, the Schaefer's, and we would play games. And, you know, we'd play, like, Pictionary and stuff. And then we would have a lot of fun doing that. But we didn't do that last year or this year, just because I think last year it was really icy, and then this year we have our baby, so, you know, we don't want to have him up and, you know, out and about on New Year's Eve. So, you know, we just kind of changed around a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I feel the same way. But, you know, and it gives us a time to just get ready for what's coming.
Indeed. It's exciting. It's going to be a pretty bit of an exciting year. Basically, what I've gotten through this, usually you get predictions, but this one is more or less, I think that this is more or less revolving around our inner world. And okay. What we have to do as ourselves. So this is a little different than my other one. So.
All right, well, that's fine. I love that. So let's just tell everybody how the new year is looking, what we can maybe look forward to.
Okay. Normally my possibilities I did the last few years, I would bring in the angels' energies. But this year, different energies came through, actually the energies that guard the runes, and we have Odin and Freya, and the Norse god Odin was the one that brought the runes to humanity. He hung upside down on the tree Yggdrasil for 9 days, and on the ninth day, several stories happened here. One, either they say he carved the runes into the tree and was released, or he actually tried to shake himself free, and on the ninth day looked down to the ground and saw the alphabet of the runes laid out on the sticks that fell.
Yeah, so now let's remind everybody who, you know, I know we talked about the runes before, but what are the runes?
The runes are a Scandinavian alphabet from the Vikings, and they came around 300 B.C., and they're very, they were considered sacred, and they use them both for divination and literary purposes. So you will see if you go throughout Northern Europe and even parts of England and Ireland where they have these stones, like they also make grave markers, and you'll see runes carved into them, and it's literally telling a story of what happened there. And so what had happened was once the Christianity moved through Europe, and the Vikings kind of incorporated that in there, but they also held fast to their traditions, and the head of the household was always the one that would cast the runes. And so,
Right, and the runes, like the alphabet, and I think I like the sticks falling thing because there's no curved symbols or letters in the alphabet, is there?
There's nothing curved in
it. It's all straight. Okay, all right.
Yep.
And so it's almost like an alphabet, and it's carved on either pieces of wood or stones. And when you say cast, Melody, you mean you just pull out some runes and, or?
Okay. There's several different methods you can do. You can either, I usually draw them because, pull them out of the bag because
right.
I feel like the right rune will stick to my hand.
Right.
Or the right one. Other runesters will take a bag of runes, shake them up, and just, toss the runes on the table, and the ones that land face up are the ones that they would use. So everybody's style is a little bit different, but, but that's what would be considered rune casting. So, so that's how that would work. And the head of the household always did that back in that era. And even as Christianity came through, they never let go of the runes. And, in fact, you can go to Iceland now, and most people still have a set of runes, and most of them still have, you'll see signs and runes and things like that. So it's very, someday I'm going to go to Iceland. I have to.
Yeah, you really do, because that would be so interesting that they still do that with the signs, with the runes. And think how old some of those sets of runes would be for some of those families.
Right, right. And most of them were made out of wood or bone. So you'll see that a lot of them, say if you go to a museum of runes, you're not going to see any of those artifacts because they were organic and they broke down.
Right.
So you can get runes made out of stone. And some people make them on river rocks too, which I think would be a neat set to have. I should probably make a set on river rocks one of these days.
That would be pretty too,
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear what was the first thing that came through for you.
Okay, so I have Odin first, and my question was to him and to Freya, the Nordic god Freya also came through, and she's the goddess of all that is good and blessings, and she's just wonderful. She's very maternal and very loving. So we've got the male side and the female side, and it's pretty interesting. And so my question to them was, what must we expect and pay attention to in the year 2014?
Okay. Good question.
Odin's response was, in the overview, was the rune Thorisa, and it looks like a straight line with a point, like a thorn almost. And it represents Mjolnir, Thor's hammer. And so it can be considered a gateway rune, and it's also a rune of contemplation, a rune of something that you don't have to actively do something. So say with Thor's hammer, Thor throws a hammer. Thor's not really doing anything. The hammer's doing all the work. So this is part of manifesting through your thoughts. And he says, we stand at the threshold of major change. This rune is a gateway to a new life, but are you willing to take the chance and step to the door? So many times these openings are made available to you. You need to really think and contemplate the changes. Are you willing to embrace them? Keep in mind that the change is never easy, but it is always worth it. Know this. Thorisa is a protected rune. You are protected and safe. I think a lot of us have a hard time with making that change because we feel very vulnerable. And so he's just kind of reminding us that we're safe in making our new changes. And the challenge is here, and it looks like an upright arrow, and that's the root of the sword and battle. And the challenge for you is that you may have to fight for your beliefs. You will see this all over your country and the world, people fighting for their basic needs. It is a battle for survival and equal treatment. The sword represents the rune for that which must be defended, protected, or cut away. The challenge lies in what are you going to use the sword for? So the sword can either be used to block energy. It can be used to cut things away or to attack. So we need to decide how we're going to use our sword. And I think that's a very powerful thing for us right now with society as a whole, I think, is, you know, a lot of aggression, and we need to figure out where we're going to put that. Now, the best course of action is Lagaz reverse, and it looks like a half arrow, and it's pointing down. And Lagaz represents the water and the flow of all energy. Now, when it's reversed, this is causing you to take stock of delays and obstacles in your path. There will be plenty of delays and changes in your plans. Your attitude during these changes will directly affect the outcome, so take responsibility of your attitude. So even if we have these blockages in our path, we have to, and I need to take my own advice on this, believe me, I do. Mm-hmm. So when we get our blockages, we can't freak out about the blockage. We just need to either change our attitude and look at it from a different perspective. Even though that blockage is there, can we go around it? Can we figure out a way to get there, you know? So it's not, the blockage isn't saying, hey, you need to stop. The blockage is saying you may need to find a different route to go.
Yeah, I'm smiling as you're saying all this, Melody, because remember I told you before we came on the air that I had done some cards and I said, oh, you know, I don't think this is really for me. And I'm just laughing because all these things you've just said, I think, oh my gosh, that's the stuff I was getting. I got the sword, you know, and I got also remembering that swords are two sides.
Right.
And to be very careful so that you don't take the route that comes back on you.
Right.
You know, so reminding people, you know, to be careful with your words as well, you know, so things don't come back on you. And your whole, just what you were just talking about, delays and changes, I also got that reminding us all that have a plan B. You know, we get in our heads how things are supposed to go, and we forget to look for other possibilities of how that could go or what would be a different route to take. So when you were talking about the delays and changes and you might have to do something different, exactly, that's the same thing that I got. Have plan B.
Indeed. Now, the sacrifice position, and what I always say with the sacrifice, it means what we need to let go of or what we're putting on the back burner, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have one, Joe, which looks like a pointy P. And Wonjo is the rune of joy. So a lot of us do this. And I think this is what we really need to look at and really focus on, is that he says, everyone thinks it's wise to sacrifice their own happiness for the happiness of another. So many of you put everything before your own true happiness. As a new mommy, I do that all the time. But
uh-huh.
Yet again, even the illusions of joy that you think you have even rob yourself of true happiness. How many of you say, if only this will happen, then I will be happy, or if I meet this person, I will be happy? You are fooling yourself, and yet you sacrifice happiness for these illusions. You chase them. You can chase them like a dog chases its tail. It's up to you to realize your joy. And that's a really powerful statement, I think. And I think that, I mean, I get so many readings from people. And, you know, I love my job. I get so many people that say, you know, I want this person to love me. I'm like, well, that's not in your plan right now. You need to focus on you and what brings you your joy. Well, this person makes me happy. I said, well, you're putting your joy into somebody else. So just for an example, you know, people, we really need to dig deep within ourselves and turn off our gadgets. I myself included need to do that as well. To really find out what it is that makes us happy.
Oh, I love that. So, Melody, you're getting turn off the gadgets. We've really gotten to be like it's like it looks like the new world where you could swear it's like your hand has that phone implanted.
Yeah. I mean, I was at a restaurant with my husband a while ago. I was pregnant at the time. And I saw this family, and they had a little girl about maybe 8 or 9, and mom and dad are on their iPhones Facebooking, and the kid's just looking as like so lonely, and it just broke my heart that she's just sitting there looking at a soda, and mom and dad are both Facebooking, and I wanted to give her a hug. I really did, you know. It was sad. And the outcome, the new situation, is answers, which it's the letter F, but the F part is pointing downwards. And this is the rune of messages, divine messages that we hear. And he says, keep your ears open. There are opportunities about if you just listen. Make sure that you are not listening to gossip and things that are irrelevant and unnecessary. I need to take my own advice on that one again. Mm-hmm. Time is at hand to receive messages that will help you progress. This can also include the media, entertainment, or even eavesdropping on a conversation. Do not waste your time talking and listening to mindlessness. Folks, stop playing Farmville.
All right, well, Melody, hold on to that. We'll come back and follow up on that after these messages.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau, brought to you by Zunink Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back, everybody, and we're talking with Melody Bishop of Runes by Melody, and Melody's giving us the 2014 possibilities, what's coming, what's ahead, what to look for, and we were just talking about one of the things is to keep your ears open. There are divine messages that will help you progress, right, Melody?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's the thing, we tend to get boggled in the whole pop culture stuff, like, and just kind of distracted with different media. And I think within that, there is wisdom. If you look underneath the surface, you can really find messages that hold true to you. And
messages also come in many, many ways, right, Melody?
Many ways, yeah. I mean, I've gotten major messages just by standing in the grocery store and listening to somebody behind me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow, I could be, really. You know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Or songs. Something comes on the air while you're driving, and it really catches your attention, and you listen to those words, and it's very meaningful.
Indeed. And also, I also find it, my mother who's passed kind of comes through the radio sometimes, like when I'm listening to a song or, like a Beatles song will come on and I'll think of her or, a particular song that we used to listen to together. And that's a great way to communicate with those who pass as well. I mean, even if you have a special song and that song comes on, know that that's their way of saying hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
To that song. And, like, I had a song pop in my dream the other day, Bob Marley's song, No Woman, No Cry, and the line kept saying, everything's going to be all right. And I woke up like, oh, good, everything's going to be all right. You know, it was like, I must have needed to hear that in my dream, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that was very cool. You know, Bob Marley, I love him.
Well, and it's true. And so, and it's good to remind people that messages come many ways. And when we say we get divine messages, it's not always that an angel comes down and appears before us and gives us this big command. It's like they're subtle, just like spirit. And just be, if something's catching your attention, it could even be something in nature. That there's a reason for that and there's something behind it.
Absolutely. And I could be walking out and I see runes everywhere in the trees. I see them all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool to know. Yeah, I mean, you can see, there's messages out there. We just have to listen. We have to really pay attention. And it's just kind of, just being on a different frequency. So put down your iPhones, folks, and stop texting and driving.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, we actually have a caller. Let's see who's on the line. Hello?
Yeah, I was just listening to that lady. She put me in mind of my mother. I lost my mother 7 years ago, and her favorite song was Rock of Ages.
Oh, my gosh. So you can relate to that song thing,
yes,
can't you?
I can relate to that very much so. And
Absolutely. It's
really hard for me to accept her death. And I have a two-year-old grandson who is my whole life. My daughter-in-law is expecting another baby in January.
Oh, congratulations.
Which will be another boy.
Oh, two boys.
So we'll have two boys, yes. This one here is, that's two. His name is Vance James. He was named after a teacher that my son had in school.
What is his name again? What did you say his name?
Huh?
What is his name again?
Vance.
Okay.
Like I said, my son had this teacher, and he thought the world of him. He taught at New Oxford School. His name was Vance Shepherd.
Oh, you know what? I think that's so nice that he honored that teacher by naming his son after him.
Yeah. Well, I had a teacher who now is out in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I told her if I ever had a daughter, I was going to name her after her. Which, unfortunately, I didn't have no daughters. I just had one son. And he's my whole life. He worked out at Giants on Eisenhower Drive. I hope they don't have the radio on out there because I talked to an old friend of mine the other day, and I sent him out there to meet my son, and he called me the next evening when he got off of work and told me. He said, Mom, why do you tell everybody where I work for? I said, because I'm proud of you.
Well, yeah. Good for you, Mom. I love that you called in and told us about your mother's favorite song that's so perfect with what we're talking about this morning. So,
I want to do something quickly, though.
Okay.
If you don't worry.
Hope everybody has a happy new year. Unfortunately, my new year this year is not going to be very well. I found out I'm not positive, but I think my my niece's husband is in the hospital, and his bones are not accepting his body. So he's in York Hospital.
Okay.
And they said that my brother said there's no cure for it, but I'm not sure what it is. Somebody told me it could be bone cancer.
Oh no.
All right. Well, so we will send blessings and prayers.
Indeed.
So that all that can be done will be done.
Right. You know, I live for the Lord every day. He gets me through the things I have to do. He gets me where I need to go and gets me home safe.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning. It was so nice to hear from you, and I love the Rock of Ages and the favorite songs. All right? Thank you. Bye-bye now.
I just want to say something really quick for her.
Great.
I'm also getting it. Also with the little baby, or the two-year-old, I think she said he was 2 years old, right?
Right, her grandson.
Right. I think he also plays, like, he almost, like, has an imaginary friend or giggles or coos and babbles or talks to somebody that's not there. That's her mother.
Wow, well, good. I hope you're still listening. So did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's your mother.
I get the feeling that her mother's still very much involved with in her life. She watches over the little boy and the boys, you know, when the little one comes through, the baby. And I really get that, that her mother really is involved very much so. So if that brings her, like anytime she sees him playing and talking or cooing and somebody that's not there or giggling and somebody that's not there, oh, she's there. So I just need to.
Perfect. And you can so relate to that, Melody, having a little boy yourself.
And my mother passed away, too, and so my son as well, just every now and then I can just see him just getting really excited at something that's not there, and I just say, hi, Mom, thank you for watching him for me.
Yeah, well, that was just perfect. You were just such a match for our caller this morning. All right, well, Melody, we're down to, 3 minutes with you, so what else do you have for us that you want to tell us real quick?
Okay, Freya came through, and she wants everybody to, the first rune for that is Rhea, which looks like a pointy R, and this is a rune of communication, opening your heart. Reach out to people that you haven't talked to in a while. If you have an estranged family member, reach out, offer the olive branch, say hello, say hi, and if it doesn't work out, send them peace and move on. But we really need to make peace with people and, also plan a journey and a pleasure trip just to see somebody you miss. or to really get out and about among nature. Our challenge is personal relationships, people. We are so glued to these screens. Our babies are being raised by iPads, so we need to put those down and interact with each other as much as we can directly. Put down our gadgets. I need to take my own advice on this. We all do. And when we get together under one roof and tell people how much you love them.
Oh, and that's a good message.
Our course of action is joy. It's a pointy P. Again, this one came up with Odin and it's going to come up with Freya. She's saying to find joy every day. You create your own joy. There are creations for joy each day. You need to find them and rejoice in that and really kind of bring that joy into your life. And what we really need to let go of is our sense of entitlement. There's a sense of entitlement that a lot of us have that we really need to let go of. And we need to stop treating people as possessions.
Oh, interesting.
Very important. Do that. We need to do that. And you're going to find a release will take place and your life is going to have more peace. And the new situation is Kano, it looks like a pointy C, and it's saying to open up and share. This is the rune of the torch, the rune of light. You need to light a fire under yourself. You need to be the light for other people. And so really kind of go out and shine bright. And now's not a time to play small. Really, really expand your energy and be who it is that you really want to be. This is your time to shine is now.
I was getting that too, Melody, that this is a time to go out there and really to be shining. And, you know, because we do, we sometimes feel that we shouldn't do that. You know, we hold back, but we really need to be out there. And I like your message that let's get back to communications the way it used to be. Face to face,
or even a phone call, even the phone. Like,
yeah, the voice. You know, you need that energy. You need to share your energy. You can't do that. Yeah, yeah, great, wonderful. Did you have anything else, real quick? We got a minute.
I'm good. I think I'm caught up here. Yeah, I mean, I just think we really need to get back to communicating with each other and hugging and touching and saying hello and holding our babies instead of putting an iPad in front of them.
Yeah, let's get back to living.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah, person to person. So wonderful, Melody. I am so happy that you were able to come on with us this morning and give us the look into the future, which is coming up real fast, everybody. All right, Melody, thanks so much, and we'll be back shortly. Okay, we're back, and I want to thank Melody for joining us this morning. I always love, she has such great energy, and she brings us such good messages, so look into all those things she's been telling us. And if you want to hear more 2014 possibilities, you can join Melody, and she's going to be also with Kathy Harner and Candy Danzas at the Interconnection in New Cumberland on Wednesday, January 8th at 7 o'clock. You can call the Interconnection in New Cumberland and reserve a seat to hear all of their predictions. Candy is an angel messenger and Kathy Harner does astrology, so it's always an interesting evening. So next week, my guest will be Pat Melodini from Peaceful Pet Passage. And you may remember we had Dr. Elizabeth Carney from there as well. And she'll be talking about pet loss and the grieving process. And she also runs a pet loss support group. So I know there are many of you out there who have lost a little one near and dear to you, whether it was a cat or a dog or a horse or a bunny. And it's really hard. Sometimes it's like losing a child. And so you should feel, you know, very inclined to take advantage of people like Pat, and she'll be talking to us of how to handle that. Also, want to let you know, coming up in February, I'll be teaching a class on opening your intuition. And I'll tell you more about that next Tuesday, but it'll be here in Hanover at the Eichelberger Professional Center at All Is Well Associates. And I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a really fun class. So that's what's coming up. Lots of good things. And in closing, I'd like to send my best wishes to all of you for a fabulous new year. May your days be filled with sunshine and smiles, as I say, open doors and new possibilities. This is your year, 2014. Be courageous, trust, and when spirit opens the door, go right through. So happy new year, everybody. I hope you have a good one.